Hello there. May I speak to Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie.
Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you, ma'am. And let's continue. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Are you a registered voter, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
It's 50-50 right now.
50-50, okay. Let's continue. And what is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
60?
60? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race? Are you Caucasian, African American, Latino, Asian?
No.
What is your race, please?
Other?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Is that dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very.
Very. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organization or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. In which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first organization is the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT. How would you rate that organization? Evaluation of them from 0 to 100.
I don't know much about it.
So, would you say you have no opinion or never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay, very well. What is your opinion of Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Like a 50-50 thing for me.
50? You can choose any number from 0 to 100, remember, depending how you feel.
Yeah, I'm halfway. Don't know which way to go.
So you give me a 50? Because I cannot choose the number for you. You have to give me a number.
Oh, you 50.
50?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your opinion of Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
Well, it matters when we kill each other instead of, well, so I don't.
So how would you rate them from 0 to 100?
About a
60. 60.
60.
Okay. Yes. And what is your opinion of public charter schools?
Charter and schools?
Yes.
I don't know. I just feel like everybody should go to school. So
remember, if you have no opinion or never heard of the organization, you'll say so. So, you know, I can enter it as such.
No opinion.
Okay, very well. What is your opinion of public school teachers?
No opinion.
Okay. What is your opinion of Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
30.
Okay. What is your opinion on critical race theory, or CRT?
Never heard of it.
Okay. What is your opinion of public schools in general? Public schools from 0 to 100.
I get them about a 62.
62. Okay, that's very well. And what is your opinion of your local school board?
50.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Well, we in the process of building a new school, so it might get better. So I say right now it's the same.
It's staying the same? Okay. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing a school for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means public school prepared them very well. 5 means public school prepared them somewhat. And 0 means public school do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. How well do you think public school prepared children to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market? From 0 to 10. How well prepared do you feel, you know?
Well, it's hard for me to answer that when my kids have been out of school so long. And
correct. But there's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that matters here. So you can choose any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel.
I give them a 6.
6, okay. And grasp the academic basic of reading, writing, and math. How well do you think public schools are preparing children on that topic?
I give them a 5 on that.
5. Be ready for higher education, like college. How well are public schools preparing children for that topic?
I had a niece that go graduate this year. I give them a 7 on that.
7 on that? Okay, very well. And how well do public schools prepare child to develop social skills from 0 to 10?
Social skills, and
yes.
We're in a poor county, so I give them a 5.
5, okay. And how well do public schools schools prepare children to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
I would give them a 5 on that because I don't know.
Very well. And how well do public schools prepare children to develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10?
I give them a 6 on this.
6, very well. Let's move on, ma'am. Thank you so much. Moving on quickly. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Do I feel what?
Would you say your state spends just the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Don't know? Okay.
Not enough.
Sure. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Have you, a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I don't know about it. Not saying they don't do it, but I don't know about it.
So you don't know nothing about critical race theory?
No.
Nothing at all in that case. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I agree.
Do you agree strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Little.
Little?
Very little, yes.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement says, public schools students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it makes some students feel guilty and uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm glad I learned something because we had Black History when I was in school, so I don't feel today. So I feel like I should go ahead and teach them.
Correct, but I mean the question is you agree or disagree with the statement.
I would. They should go ahead and teach them. Yes.
No. Let me read it again. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?